Now, this is the beginning of Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January, 1971, and Miss Annie first. And Woodard goes down to get the cows out of the rye with Jim and me on the tractor. Channel One Right, and beginning of the visit of Miss Annie and Woodard this Saturday afternoon, 30th of January, 1971. Beginning of Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January, 1971. Channel One Right, and the beginning of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie.
Sit down here, man. You want to drink water? Yeah. Okay, here's some good right out here.
Okay.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Miss Annie, I'll
let you sit on the table.
Yeah. Move up, Miss Annie. We'll chat a little bit. See if we can. I'll give you a little water here to start out with. Miss Daisy's going to come up in a little at a while, and we're going to have a cookie with her.
Mm-hmm. Miss Miles, how's Miss Travis, huh?
I think she's in this rest home, you know.
Yes, I heard she was in a rest home.
Uh-huh, and I think she's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's see what we've got.
Have you any children?
No, not yet.
No.
We thought we'd wait a while.
And you never did ride a horse?
Yes, and I have rode. We had one I could ride. That's the one he traded Thomas Boyd for Father Mew.
Oh,
he traded Thomas Boyd for that Mew. I could ride her.
And you had a saddle?
Yes, ma'am, I had a saddle, but I didn't bother with no saddle. I just got a phone. Ride bareback.
Well, where did you ride?
I would go to my friend's house, my cousin's, and his grandmother's. And that's when I stayed before I moved over here where I'm at now.
Miss Annie, I never can get on a horse bareback. How'd you get on one?
I just drove up to the porch and got on one.
Uh-huh.
No, I could she stand
I couldn't fasten the saddle.
You know, to go on those stomachs. I couldn't fasten that, so I just get on a bareback. I'd lead up to the porch and get up on it.
You probably enjoyed that horse more than you did Emma the mule.
Oh, yes, and I did, because I had never had a Emma. Never have put the bridle on her. But I could pitch up the other one.
Let me close this door so you won't be in the draft. Miss Annie, I want you to tell Suzanne the funniest thing. I want you to tell... Where did you know about guy coming over there and trying to, what did he try to do? He tried to catch Emma? He came over with a vet.
Yes, that's what Miss Woods was telling him about. He wasn't home.
Yeah, well, tell Suzanne about that.
That he tried to catch her and Emma ruined him off the lot. That's what Miss Woods was telling, because we wasn't home. Yeah. Didn't he have a bad brother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete was bad. But Emma wouldn't let him catch him.
And he got in the lot with her.
I think would have said he had been in the crib to get some feed to try to put down in the truck to try to catch her. Because would have said he didn't notice the bell wasn't like he left it. But he didn't know who had been in until Miss Woods was telling him. And then Mr. Meyer said he tried to catch him. The family run them out.
Ran him and the vet both out.
Mm-hmm. Bull had to come out.
One night, I don't know why Miss Annie ever talks to ever speaks to us. Remember that night we came over there, Miss Annie?
Yeah, but I didn't know you were missing. I thought it was by himself. But it sure frightened me. I thought there was somebody come there to do us harm. Until Mr. Meyer spoke and says, when you brought the potatoes to him, then I got satisfied.
What was it? We came over there, and where were you? Oh, you were sitting up.
Yes, ma'am. I was up. The coma's in bed. I heard the car come about there, and I went to the window, and I was standing in the window when Mr. Meyer had the flashlight. And that's the reason I thought it was someone else.
Well, what had happened, Miss Annie, that made us all so frightened around there?
Ma'am?
What had happened recently, I forget, that it made you so frightened?
You know, Mr. Boyd had died just before then, and that's what I was afraid of, someone else had come in. How did Mr. Boyd had happened about a week before then?
Now, how did that happen?
Mr. Boyd?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They just said they found him on the barn, dead, burnt up. So I don't know what happened to him. I haven't seen none of the children since it happened. I see they got a few cows out there yet in the pasture. I don't know who put one of the boys' tents on.
Did you know Tommy?
Ma'am.
Did you know Tommy? Tommy Boyd?
Tommy. Thomas. Yes, I know Thomas.
He pretty good with horses.
Yes. Both on Thomas and, but Douglas is not as good at bargaining with horses as Thomas was. Yeah, I know Thomas. I know where the children were born.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it telling us that Ms. Boyd had to work pretty hard?
She did. Well, and the children too, but Thomas and Douglas didn't make them work as like he did the older children. But all them girls and Ms. Boyd, they really had to worry.
What did they have to do?
Farm work out in the farm.
Oh.
That's all Mr. Boyd done was farm until the late years. He would plant vegetables.
Wasn't he pretty good at that?
Ma'am.
Didn't he raise pretty good vegetables?
Yes, and he did. He used to make fine crops of beans. So he lived right back of me over there in the hammock. That's where he was staying at.
Oh, he wasn't living where he did.
Ma'am.
He moved.
Oh, yes, ma'am. He moved.
I didn't know that.
He moved to where he was at now. No, they stayed right over by from me over there in the corner.
Miss Annie, where did you meet Coleman?
Hawthorne. He was up there staying with his sister working. He was working up there.
At a party?
And?
Were you at a party?
No, ma'am, we wasn't at no party. At church.
Oh.
That was a good place to meet him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I had
met him before then. He just come back and forth up there to see his sister and them. But then he came up there to stay, working up there.
We always interested. I was interested in where my mother met my father. And Miss Daisy was telling us where she first met Ben.
Yeah.
And his and them came from Georgia.
Oh. And you knew her. You knew her children when they were young.
Ma'am.
Did you know her children when they were young?
Ma'am. That youngest son of hers was a baby in a home when she came here. You have never met him, the youngest boy. And Dolores is about 4 years old. I guess they brought her out here. And she did have two more sisters out here. One of them went back to Lake City, I think. She did. And the other one, the younger sister, she's down here to Plant City. I don't know whether she's living or not. Yeah, Dave's mother was out here. She came out here too.
And you didn't farm up in Hawthorne?
Yes, ma'am. I farmed. I worked on the farm many days. Cotton, corn, peas, sweet potatoes. My papa was a good hand for sweet potatoes. Oh, he did love to plant them. And wait until every 4th of July. Have us out there, the other children out, you know, they would give picnics. They out there and me on setting sweet potatoes. He wouldn't set them. I don't care how much rain or who was setting, but he wouldn't set his potatoes until the 4th of July. I don't know why he done that. He didn't make no more than one less, I think. But that was just his way of setting. I say you set them to keep us from going out to be with the other children. But he always set his potatoes on the 4th of July. He stopped with them anyhow. He didn't finish them until the next day.
I think you could wait till the day after, wouldn't it?
But he worked out us 4th of July morning. Get up, us to go to the potato patch. So he didn't get through. He finished him the next morning. Have us out there the next morning. And my father did love to plant sweet potatoes.
And everybody liked to eat them.
Ma'am.
Everybody liked to eat sweet potatoes?
What, in my house, in my family? Yes, ma'am. All of them love sweet potatoes. I used to like them myself. Until they got to the place that didn't agree with me, it was like a heavy feeling. Get up in my chest. I didn't digest or something. I don't know what it was. And I had to stop eating them.
Except for the top pie.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
How do you make a pie, Miss Ann?
What kind of pie?
How do you make a pie? Sweet potato.
Oh, I boil the potatoes and just mash them up and sweeten them and season them. And you roll your crust you roll a crust and you put them in the crust. Let the crust bake first and then put the potatoes in the crust and then bake them.
What kind of seasoning do you use?
I use the lemon extract, and now sometimes I don't have the lemon right there extract. I use nutmeg, but I like the lemon extract and seasoning. Yes, you put a little butter, and you put an egg, beat up an egg in them, make them all nice and.
I'd never thought of lemon extract.
Ma'am?
I think the lemon extract would make it good.
Yes, and just tastes nice, the lemon extract. And you've been people what call potato bread. You ever seen anybody?
No, have you?
No. Well, you boil the potatoes just like you'll make the pie, but you don't put them on a crust. You take them, mash them up, and put some butter on, egg in them, and beat them, beat up good, and then put the seasoning in it, and just put them on a greased pan, a baker, whatever you're going to cook them in, and put them in the stove, and they'll brown, you can cut them out.
Like biscuits?
Yeah.
Like biscuits?
No, just like you're baking cornbread.
Oh, I see.
How does it keep its shape? You leave it in the pan? After it's baked, do you leave it in the pan?
No, you can cut it out when it gets cold. It has a good cold, and you can cut it out just like you do cornbread. Hmm.
So it's a little like the pie without the crust.
Ma'am?
Like the pie without the crust. Tell me again how you make egg custard, Miss Annie. I tried to remember and couldn't.
Take the milk, scald the milk, and then you put the sugar. I always put 2 large tablespoonsful, and sometimes I put a little more than that. And put your egg and your sugar in the egg and just beat it up like you're going to beat a cake. And then pour your milk in it. And stir it up good and then put it in the dish, fire, plate, dish. And put it in the stove and bake it.
You ever made custard, Suzanne?
No.
You have to put it in a pan of water, don't you?
Yes, and you set it in water. You set it in water and bake it in water. Sometimes the water will boil down. I guess just about a spoon or two full in the pan. And I always put some more water in it. Put some more water in to keep it from burning from the bottom.
Do you eat it hot? Do you eat it when it's hot or when it's cool?
No, you let it cool. Let it cool.
And that's what Coleman likes for supper.
We both. When I first started the making it, he wouldn't eat any of it. But after you start to eat it, it'll make like you can't get along without it. At night. That's all we eat for supper at night. That's the egg custard. Don't want nothing else after we done had a good dinner.
You make that about every day?
Ma'am.
You make it about every day?
No, ma'am. I don't make it every day. Nah, I mix it like I make it today. I won't make none till day after tomorrow. Something like that. No, I don't make it every day. keep it in my pocket.
You have your dinner at noon?
Mm-hmm.
You have your dinner at noon and then just...
Have it at noon?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't bother with it at noon. I don't eat it at noon. I just eat it at night.
But you eat your dinner at noon.
Yes, I make my dinner at noon.
You know, we eat oatmeal all the time for breakfast.
Yeah.
Just eat oatmeal. Somehow or another, I'm used to eating oatmeal all the time for breakfast.
Yeah, and I used to eat it too when I first came out of the hospital. Well, don't bother with it. Coleman likes grits.
Oh.
And I like grits too.
I never see any chickens around your house.
I haven't gotten one now. I didn't kill all my chickens. I didn't have a five and I killed them. They'd scratch up everything you plant around there. Mm-hmm. And you just got rid of them. And put them up in the pen and them out and kill them.
You like your flowers better than the chickens?
Yeah.
You like your flowers better than the chickens?
Sure do. And pull them plant peas around there. Just scratch them up. You couldn't raise no peas on this. Scratch them up. Get them the flowers and tear them up. And so I just got rid of the chicken.
They won't stay in a pen?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't keep them in a pen?
Kept them in a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't keep them in a pen?
Yes. Yes, and you could keep them in a pen.
I don't think Miss Annie can hear us. We too far away, yeah. Well, you have to keep chickens up all the time.
Yes, ma'am, you do. So when you got something planted around the house, now Coleman would keep them fastened up in the morning part, and late in the evening he would turn them out and watch them from going out there scratching up. Chickens were so much trouble.
You haven't got no chickens yet.
No, and I think you sort of miss having a rooster.
You know, that that wind's blowing, isn't it?
Yeah, we closed the door.
What are y'all talking about?
Well,
let me catch my breath. They're out there.
Miss Annie was just saying chickens is too much trouble.
Yeah. I'm going to have me some chickens and also some collards come next winter, Miss Annie.
Collard?
Yes.
Collard greens?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you like collard greens?
Yeah. Scoot up there a little farther. Can't hear you, Miss Annie.
Yeah.
I get along out here with nothing to work on.
No.
Nothing fresh, you know. Got them old cows, but I don't eat them cows.
No.
Yes, sir. Oh, they didn't want to come out. They hadn't took the head up. When they're down there, and as soon as they get enough to see, they'll start looking around.
Mm-hmm.
But it hadn't rained, you know, and it's not as thick as it was.
No. Well, you were turning them out the old path, back in the pasture?
I put them out there in the rye.
I mean the rye.
Yeah.
You put them on.
Yeah, put them out there, let them stay about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put them out every day, depending, you know, on how much it rains. Miss
mm-hmm.
Annie, did you get your cuttings in the ground?
What? What the camellia plant?
Yeah.
And I believe it died. I don't think it lived. I don't believe so. I hope the leaves is dead on them, but I don't know where the
wood part of me living in there. I hope he will live.
Well, that's not a good sign, is it?
I don't know. You have to set him out by the sign?
I guess if you knew the proper sign, I don't know it. I don't. Miss Bessie would know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Miss Annie said that her daddy never would plant sweet potatoes except on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And makes no difference what.
Yeah. I'm going out there and help. What did I say?
Yeah.
Why don't y'all come out and get a little later?
Okay. We'll,
And when we get through, we'll come in and get a drink of water. Alright,
I'll go get Miss Daisy.
What Daisy doing, Anna?
No, she was resting. She's been working all morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I told her we'd come down there and get her.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can go out there and see what they're doing out there in the hay. You can go out there with Suzanne.
You'll get
a church
clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, can't hardly get up and down.
Oh, Miss Annie, you are not.
Miss Martha, you know how old I am?
No. How old are you?
7 to 8.
That's not old. And this is my mother right here.
How are you?
Quite well. How are you?
Just fine.
Well,
how are you?
She looks well.
I look well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 87 years old.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Birthday?
7 to 8.
And I'm 87.
Well, that's you don't
old.
Look like me.
Ah, well, I'm fine, and you're fine. I know you are. Are you pretty well?
Very well.
Very well.
Yeah, my husband was 81.
Oh.
No, he wasn't. It was 82 on the 4th of January.
Oh, okay. So January. 82.
Well, you sure look well.
Well, I'm just doing pretty good.
Well, that's good.
I'm beginning to kind of feel a little wobbly.
Mm-hmm. But not much.
Yeah, I'm just fixing to go out in the sunshine a little while.
She's going out and shell some pecans. And Suzanne and Miss Annie are going out and see what they're doing about the hay.
Mm-hmm. Are you all going out
uh-huh.
there?
Then we're going to come in a little later after we get Miss Daisy and have a...
Oh, you're going to get Daisy.
After a while.
Your mother looks well.
Oh, I wanted to show you out here.
Well, I get warm out there.
Yes, sir. Well, the day is much warmer than it has been. You know, it's been some cold days, though. We had some real cold days. I don't like too much of that cold weather.
I tell you, it gets cold, you got to get out there and take care of everything.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
Something's going to freeze.
Yes, it looked like it was. Yes, sir.
I got all these radiators I got to watch after. I don't use alcohol.
You don't?
No, antifreeze.
You don't put no antifreeze, though?
No.
Well, what do you do, drain the water every night?
No, I just nose it up there.
Yes,
in a sort of protected place.
Yes, sir.
And it don't... Now, take like out there, you see Miss Carrie's little old place there?
Yes, sir.
It never gets cold in there, really, you know.
It don't? No.
So I just nose it up there.
Yes, sir. Well,
there she goes.
They was talking the other night that would take the pipes and the radiator on cars and things. But I had to put antifreeze in mine and then I heard a man say that he runs a garage over in the Grove Park. And he said that thing eats up eat them up. You gonna call them to go to leaking pretty quick?
Yeah.
Put the antifreeze in. He said eat some up.
I've seen some of it do it.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Some that the good these good places put in.
Yes, sir.
They just put it in and leave it there.
That's
I don't
right.
see any use in that.
No.
But you know, it's the safest to put some in, I think.
Yes, sir.
But you don't have to leave it in.
No, sir.
No. You can just save it till next year, okay? Next cold spell.
That's right. Yes, sir. Sure can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, most of that people put in, like I said, they drove it out, just throw it away and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. To get ready to put in water for spring of the year.
See? Right there.
But I'll tell you, anybody think, well, you fella could just build a fire and stay in, and it all right.
Yes,
but you just can't do that.
No, sir, can't do that. That's true. You got to get out some process. Yes, sir. No, sir, you can't do that. But I was just, how well your cows look. You know, your cows don't look like wintertime cows.
Well,
most of the cows are sea. Those
sure.
I see Mr. Richardson and them cows, they don't look like your cows.
They hold up pretty good considering what they got to eat, don't they?
Yes, sir. No more than them we got in the pen there. Now they look good, but I guess he called himself feeding them to sell.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want Jim to hear you talk a little bit. He don't hear anybody that's ever had any experience out on the countryside.
No.
See, he done a little of everything. He's followed an old mule. And he made an honest living all his life. You see, he never had to work. Always made your own living, didn't you?
Yes,
yeah,
I made it. Made my own living.
Did you ever hire out at all?
Well, no, I think no, sir, a little bit now. My whole life, I guess I, if all of it is put together, it'd be about 1 year, I guess.
Yeah.
And my whole life.
Yeah. What all did you hire? That's when you're young.
Yes, when I was young. Well, I ain't never done none of that outside. And the last week I was hired out to do for anybody. That was this man who got burned up the other day, Mr. Boyd. He used to live back over there, back where I live at now. That's where we raised all them children back there. And he used to plant watermelons. And we used to haul them with a team, mule and wagon. And he had one team and I had a team and I hauled watermelons to him. That's the last work I'd done out like that. And I hope this man over here, not this man, Mr. Franklin got over there, but another one. He had for this man, Mr. Cross. I hope him with his past defense that one. Yeah.
How'd you and Mr. Boyd arrange the money side of it?
Well, I just told him what I wanted for today, you know. I had two mules and a wagon,
yeah.
And I told him what I wanted the day before I started, and he paid that.
He just paid you what you asked?
Yes, sir.
How much did you get back then?
I was getting about $5.
That's pretty good then, wasn't it?
Yes, it's pretty good, but it just seemed like it's nothing to what people get now. But, you know, I have hauled the team for $4, and I'll tell you who that was for. The man used to live right there where Mr. Garrity lives at now, Mr. Richardson brothers, Mr. Jack Richardson. This year, not these Richardson brothers, they uncle. These were here now, but they father's brothers. But he used to be that, and we used to haul watermelons for him. The mule and the horse that belongs to my father and the wagon and myself, you know, and the wagon and the mule and the horse, we only got $1 apiece, $4 a day.
Well, and you started early.
Sir.
You give them 4 days' work.
We work by the sun then.
Yeah.
We did. When you're going to wake, you look over here and see the sun coming up, and when it's going down, that's time you'll knock off then.
Yeah.
That's
sun-time.
Yes, sun-time.
Well, you know, right in the middle of the summer when the day is long, that'd work your death, wouldn't it?
pretty tough.
But that was
you wait. That's where you wait, though.
You don't have time to eat and sleep.
Well, not much time to sleep, I tell you. They'll give you, you wake into that, they'll give you 1 hour for noon. And then your other part, if you be a little late, sometimes the sun get up a little bit too much to complain about getting there too late then.
Yeah.
Yes. And when the sun going down, some of them would wake you till the sun is done, gone down, you couldn't see that at all. Some would knock over just to the sun going down in the top of the tree.
Yeah.
that was pretty rough going, all right, now, but that's the way it is going then, and that's what you had to do.
That's what you had to do.
Yes.
Now, you take when the sun gets way on up there in the north, you see.
Yes.
Oh, them days is long.
Yes, sir. I don't know how many hours you put in the days waking back in this town.
Yeah. You didn't come home and wash your face and go to the meeting then, did you?
When I got home and got a little supper, I was ready to go to bed. I know one thing. And you know, plowing, I just think about sometimes. You know, I never did farm with a tractor. When the tractors come in, you know, I was about ready to quit farming then. But farm with a horse or a mule, that's where you plowed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you walk behind, if you got a pretty good stepping horse or mule, you walk behind and all day long, you made a many mile that day.
That's a long day, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then you go over that field, no telling how many times, would it?
That's right, sir. Yes, sir. That's where we had to get it then.
Yeah.
Go to the end, turn right around and go back, and you have an hour for 12,
yeah.
Noontime, you know, to
yeah.
give you an hour.
Well, did you hire much labor yourself?
Quite a bit of it, yes. I tell you, I tried to do, that's why I would work myself too hard. I tried to do the most of it myself. Now, you know, I used to plant quite a bit of string beans, and I had to hire that done because I had nobody to pick up, just myself and Annie. And Annie got to the place where she couldn't do much at it, and I had to hire other people to do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was just the picking.
Picking, yes.
You done all the...
I done the wagon part of it myself.
Farming of it.
Yes. I done all that myself. And she got for the last year of the year from, I guess it's like about 43, a little bit later, about 45, I guess, 47. She got kind of sick of health, that wasn't so good. And where I found it out, we was hoeing the hoe up one day, and I didn't know anything wrong with it. No one paying much attention. When I looked around, she was just about to fall.
Yeah.
And I told her to go to the house. After that, I didn't hardly bother about coming out there no more. I tried to do it all myself. And sometimes I guess I just tried to, done too much of it, I guess.
You mean way back in the 40s?
That's 47.
47? She had sick way back there?
Yes, doctor saying says her heart, she become playing with that now sometime. We was down there yesterday,
yeah.
And he check up, heard him talking, and I think she's telling about it. He has pain now, kind of in the chest line.
Yeah.
She got some kind of I don't know what you'd call it, some kind of a thing he gave her, put on a plaster, and then she wears that every day to the Lord's sin. And so that's for that pain, I think.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I guess it must be on the heart, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it gives her some relief?
Yes, sir. She said she get relief, but
yeah.
Just as fast as one would come off, she put on another right now, she'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, for me, quite a few years. I don't know how many years now. It's a good long time.
You never have taken any medicine at all.
These late years, I think so. I guess. But I'm getting along. My health is fairly good, but it's just one thing I just about give out, that's all.
That's
the thing. That's the thing it is. But of course, I feel pretty good now.
Just imagine somebody who's made his own living.
Yes.
Yeah.
All these years. I don't know anybody else who's done that.
Well, that's
all
right. I made
work for himself.
Yes. Because Mr. Woods could tell you himself. Yeah, he knows some part of it, because, you know, I'm 21 years old, and he is. I know when he's born.
Yeah.
And he born, I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
Coleman, what have you made your living at mostly? What growing?
Well, we back in years we used to grow cotton, and then I tell you we grow beans, and it didn't go too much on the cabbages, but we planted some of them, cabbage and lettuce, and that's what we planted to get our money crop out, and string beans, and that's where we got our money crop out. And before the boll weevil come, and we planted the couple years, boll weevil, I think we got started here, I believe it was in 1918. Well, we were planting cotton, and we done pretty good on the cotton. It got up to where it was sale, you know. Well, we call it a good price then, about 17 to 23 cents in the seed.
Yeah.
And 50, 60, 65 cents lint cotton, you know. That's what we got it after having gin, you know. We had to haul it down to the horse on to have it in.
Yeah.
And well, we planned that for a money crop too. And the cotton crop was pretty short. Sometimes you'd fall down on the bean crop, you know. We wouldn't make, if you make the beans, you wouldn't get the price, you know. You know how that'd be sometimes. Just like these fellas do now. Like, now I can talk about, and I grow some eggplants, quite a few of them. Like Mr. Woods and them, they grow eggplants this past fall. Well, he's paying his help. They just said he's paying him down a quarter hour. And they're selling the eggplants for $1.75 a crate a box. And the help had come out of that. You know, there wasn't much money in that, was
it? Not much money left,
was it? No, it said wasn't. I told them if they followed that, they'll soon have to quit farming. Paying that kind of price for the labor.
Yeah.
And getting such a small price for you to do.
Yeah.
Well, I used to grow them. I'll tell you about the eggplants. I grew them. Let me see. I don't remember what it is. It got to the place. People around here couldn't grow them. They called me Eggplant King then.
Really?
I grew them a few years when the rest of them couldn't grow them.
Is that right?
And I got some money, but you were taking some kind of work to do it, you know.
Oh.
Yes. Dusting and thing, and I guess that's one. One thing is wrong with my eyes today. Using so much that old dust.
Oh.
I have used to have dust string beans, and knock off in the evening, your eyes will have sulfur thing get in your eyes, and you know when the wind would be high like it is today and a little bit high, and it blew all in your eyes and your eyes burn.
Oh yes.
And it'd be the next morning before you can see and it bounce anything. Well, it's time to go back at it again.
Yeah.
And I just said, since that time, I guess that's one thing, you know, called cataract. I had cataract in my eye. That's what it meant.
Well, now that, did you do that dusting for a long time?
Yes.
Several years?
Yes, sir. In spring of the year.
Yeah.
See, these little, a little fly, they call it a white fly, just a little small fly, a little bit bigger than that. You wouldn't see it unless you would just go there and knock on that bush of that bean, and they would just swarm. You were just like a bunch of gnats, the little flies would.
Yeah.
And they'd suck the bush of the bean, and it wouldn't make anything. Wouldn't bear anything.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you didn't dust them, why, you wouldn't get nothing. That's what you had it to do.
Yeah. And you done that for several years?
Yes, sir. In spring of the year, yes. Because I didn't have anybody do it. For me, I just take me a sack and go till I get over the field. I wouldn't make it one day, you know, it'd be 2 days, and then it'd be 3 days. And I just stay with it till I get it done.
So you had that in your eyes all that time?
Yes, sir. Now, next morning, it'd all be out, but see, it's time to start back again. I just kept it in there for 2-3 days, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's some of the cause of my eyesight ain't much good now.
Well, now, you didn't pay attention to it, then.
No, sir.
Just went right ahead.
Right ahead. No, sir, I didn't pay attention. I didn't think it was doing me any harm then.
You know.
No, but it was. I can see it now, though.
Yeah.
A whole lot, I can see that from that wake up. You know, sometimes I'd have something like, you know, like it'd be on the farm, you know, you don't have no help, and you try to move yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost enough for two people, the to handle it. I noticed once I was down here, it was we used to get our fertilizer from the wood's father. His father used to order it by the carloads, you know, and he'd sell it around to people around the wanted town. These were 200 pound sacks, it would come in 200 pound bags.
Yeah.
There. And that's where he's because I remember one day I was that same tin house he got there, it wasn't sitting just like it is now. He was sitting there and put that road in there, he kind of changed it up. But like it was before, it had a little porch out on the front.
Yeah.
And I rolled 10 sacks of that fertilizer out of it. And I had a two horse wagon with high side road. And so I carried 10 bags on two horses at the time, two mules. I had a mule and a horse with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the last road out and set up there, but one of them tumbled off on the ground. Well, Mr. Johnson, that Mrs. Johnson was living across the road. Her husband, he was setting the old depot was out there then. He was setting out there on the depot. And I looked across. There wasn't nobody in sight but him. And I did look across that way he was. And when I looked across, he looked across from somewhere else. Like he didn't pay much attention there. So I just got on there and picked it up, put it in my van. And I had to bring that 200 pound sack up this high for to get it over that wagon.
Yeah. And that's hard to get a hold of,
wouldn't it? Yes, it's hard, hard to handle. Not now. These days now, if you give me 100 pounds, you done overload me now. Yes?
50 pounds, by
yeah,
my speed.
Well, 50 pounds now is my limit. Now. Yeah, 50 pounds is my limit now.
Yeah.
I can handle 50 pounds now pretty good. But when you get to 100, I can't handle that. I'll roll it. I'll handle it some kind of way, but you know, I can pick it up and walk off like I used. But I, 100 pound sack of flour feed wouldn't been nothing for me to handle. I have loaded many of them right there for people.
Now 10 sacks of that stuff is full load on that wagon.
Yes, it is a load, but that's what you carry that much on two horses. But it's a pretty good team to carry. You know, it didn't didn't take a sorry team to carry.
And if you were down in one wheel or something, you'd know it before you got home, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. Sure would. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And you had to have a pretty good road to get there on.
Yes, sir. Well, you take off, you had a pretty good team. We had a horse, you know, and I did use two mules. I had two, or they was real good mules at the time, so I think I worked both of them down.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them was real, real good mules. And I had bought me a two, what I would call a two horse wagon, and one of them the heavy wagon, with tongue tied. And that's where they was a pretty good team. I could
oh, that's
there.
Right. Now there's an old wagon we got out there. That's light wagon.
Yes, sir.
That wouldn't hold.
No, I guess that's for one horse. I guess kind of like the one I guess I got at the house. I guess.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yes.
Yeah, he just put a tongue in there for two horses, but
yes,
it's
a one horse wagon.
It's
yes,
more of a one horse
yes.
wagon.
Well, these big ones, there's a, you know, they can't use nothing but a tongue with them. They're heavier wagons.
Yeah.
That's the kind I used to use it too.
Well, that's right. Some of them wagons are as heavy as they could be.
Yes,
they?
It is. And they'll hold a load all right enough.
Yeah.
If you got them in good shape, wheels in good shape, they'll hold a load.
And you wouldn't want to get in a mud hole, though. That's the trouble, wasn't it?
I tell you, you take two mules, you know, it's hard for them to keep them in a mud hole. You know, they just actually, in fact, I ain't never had nothing yet, but they didn't pull off.
Yeah.
Well, I remember way back years ago, well, it used to be a road come down by the railroad, on the other side of the railroad, go across all the way to Rochelle, like you know, a dirt road. That's full of people fencing passes. And on that place, they call it Trussell, if you fish it now, where is water get there in the same time of year, and lots of people didn't know, you know, traveling, going south, and it gets stuck, and we'd have to go there and get the team and pull them out. That's all the way they had to get out, with nobody around with a tractor.
Yeah.
And pull them out with the team.
Yeah. And you'd be glad to see somebody come up with that team, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'd get $5 to go in the pocket, you know, everybody. They might drive in there, right?
Yeah.
That's $5 for me. That's what I charge for, pull them out.
They're glad to see you come up.
I guess so, yes.
Well, You know, there's so much expense to all that farming. What, did you ever get in the hole?
No, I never did get where I didn't make enough to pay out. I tell you, 1 year, that's the roughest year I had yet. I planted beans, and we had a, they was just about ready to bloom in spring of the year.
Yeah.
And cold come killed them all. Well, that taking everything I had, all of what to get my money crop out of, you know.
Yeah.
And I had 1 acre of pepper, bell pepper.
Yeah.
And that brought me out.
Yeah.
One acre.
And that done good.
Yes, he sold good. All the way through.
Yeah.
Four and a half, you know, all the way through.
Four and a half a bushel?
Yes, ma'am. All the way through. Yeah. It brought me out, paid me debts and bills, and I had a little bit of money left.
Yeah.
I always had been lucky on the farm, though, because as I told you, back in them times, I guess you heard David Wright talk about I lived poor back over in the woods. It was a free range over there then. We raised hogs and we raised them out on the range. And what we do for, we plant cupids and pandas, for the hogs to eat, to fatten them with.
Yeah.
And we'd fatten them hogs and sell them. Well, I used to furnish a lot of them around here with pork, as long as you could sell any, and kill the plenty for own use. I was telling my wife the other day, you hear people say things like that, you don't believe it. Now, we have... give our dogs better food than what we get to eat now. That's the truth. Our dogs, we throw the meat out to them, but better than what we can get to eat right now. I was talking to her about that same thing just a few days ago. Because lots of that's what we threw out to them. We don't get it because the doctor's taking us off of most of the fresh meat anyway. But you had times I would want to eat somebody if I had somebody, but you know, he said for not to eat. And what to eat, we most eat without salt.
Yeah.
Just might say put in clear water and boil it. Just well to say that because it tastes like it's been just boiled in clear water. But that's where we eat. And if we eat anything else, you go to them and say your blood is up. What you've been eating, all this stuff is that, you know. And so I guess they just intended for the last few days here, that's to be your worst days.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't never got to that yet.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
Well, that's the way it is with us old people, you know.
Yeah.
Our last days is our worst days.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Man, no, it don't seem right, but that's just the way it's going to be.
After you get everything saved up and everything, then you can't use it.
Can't use it.
If you had all that food, you couldn't eat it.
Couldn't eat it. That's true.
Yeah. No.
If it run the blood up like the doctor said, do now. If I go there and buy a pound of sausages, a couple of pounds, and eat them, you go back to them and say your blood is up.
Yeah.
And if you do that bad, well, you know you couldn't eat it.
Yeah. And you know, nothing makes your meal taste better than a little sausage to go along with it.
That's the truth.
Have you made sausage with?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we used to grind up our own sausages and smoke them.
Jim, close that door.
We smoke them, you know. I would have smoke. I was a little place just about more than quite as large as the room, where we hang up the ashes where you smoke them, maybe we hang the sausages up and smoke them.
Now, what did you put the sausage in?
We put them in a can and cover them over with grease, lard.
Yeah.
Lard.
Put them in a can.
Yeah. Like a lard can, we put them in there and just put lard, comb over with grease.
Yeah.
And you stick them out there, you just eat it. They'll keep the whole year if you want.
You never had to borrow much money?
Well, no, not a great deal.
I
used to have, I tell you that, I got my money. I plant, like I said, I plant some little string beans and things.
Yeah.
And it might have sealed them. It didn't bring me out with enough to carry that whole year.
Yeah.
Yes. Most of the time, I'd have enough to carry that whole year. I don't imagine I borrowed over. I did borrow $125 one time. I think $50 a couple of times.
It's that debt that gets a fella when he gets behind.
Yes, sir.
And start having to start paying interest.
Yes, sir.
He better watch out, hadn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I never did do much of that. I didn't have much. Well, I planned that reform, you know, the vegetable, and that's what I planned for the cash money, tried to make the corn.
Yeah.
Well, in the fall of the year, that later on, about October, that's how I put the hogs in the field. Well, then I'd have some coming in all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'd go around these markets and go engage pork. If not, I used to punch in them at, it was the last pork he ever started raising, any hog. I used to punish him a hog every week. So some of them got a little too fat for him, but didn't want the fat in him, you know.
Yeah.
I'd bring it to him, you know. I'd make arrangements with him. That's the woods down there. I'd pull out the fat, you know, after bringing the hog there, and I'd just take that and carry that back home, because I could use that anyway.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yes. See, I came back home, my wife would make a lot of it,
yeah.
Cook it in the lard.
You'd furnish him a hog a week?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I used to furnish
him. You'd butcher it?
Yes, sir. I'd furnish him a hog every week, right there, in that same place that you're in now.
Yeah.
That was just before the movie store. The store was the other place, but
yeah.
The same house.
Now, is that this Fred?
No, this is him.
His daddy?
No, this is Fred. Yes. I never did furnish his daddy, no fool.
But he died way back then. He's been gone.
Yes, he died long.
1930.
Yes, sir. Yes, we used to deal with him in his lifetime, but I never did furnish him before. And I furnished Mr. Thrasher a few, but I didn't furnish him too much because he had so many people owing him, you know, Mr. Thrasher did.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, that's the way they were paying their debt, you know, and so he never did use me.
Yeah.
And I just carried quite a bit of the game. Yeah.
Well, now, when you borrowed $100, how much did you have to pay for it?
Well, it was about 6 cents. I borrowed that from the 5 foot bank.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's when the 5 foot was living.
Oh, that you got that from the bank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who I borrowed. I borrowed that from the bank.
Now, did you have to give them a mortgage?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. I have to give them a note. Well, I tell you, you know, he told me he wanted to hold my deed to the land until I paid. You know, that's what I gave him the deed.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any trouble with that.
Yeah.
And then the fertilizer bill, lots of these places I didn't have to give them. The some of them got kind of nitty, you know, they wanted the note. And
in time.
Yes, and I give a note on a few head of cows.
Oh, yeah.
Until I pay his bill, but I never did. Paid out the last fertilizer I bought from Johnson. Johnson Brothers again is Johnson and Farris now.
Yeah.
But that's when they was down here on South Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a fertilizer that year, I don't know, it was under $100 and some, and I had luck to get all the money for the time, about two, three months after it. I went in and paid. They told me then, say, I was the first one they ever seen pay a debt for what notice due. I told them I paid the debt, but I had the money to pay this.
Now that's the end of Channel One Right, this visit with Woodard and Miss Annie, this Saturday, the 30th of January, 1971. That's the end of Channel One Right, and a continuation of the visit with Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January, 1971. And this is the end of Channel One Right. This is the end of Channel One Right. And the visit was Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 30th of January, 1971.